You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As we wrap up the month of November, we continue to reflect on company numbers that have been coming through. Today, we got the annual results for Zeda Limited for their year ended September 2024. There was a dividend to get through. There were some strong numbers to look into. And I'm joined on the line by the company's CEO, Ramasela Ganda, to take a look at the performance of the business over this particular period and see if we can make sense of it. Meganda, good evening. Thanks so much, as always, for the time. It's always lovely to catch up. A record year for revenues, despite the challenging conditions, revenues were still up more than 14.5% at a group level. Take me through just your initial thoughts as a team, as a management, around the performance of the year and some of the things you had to contend with.
Thank you very much and good evening to you and the listeners. To me, I think one of the key issues about us is just looking back to COVID period when everything else looks so doom and gloom about our business, and we set a strategy in 2021 of saying, how do we get this business to thrive? And our strategy has definitely paid off. Looking at the results, as you've indicated, our record level revenue that we've achieved that just, you know, in the shortest period since 2019, which was our highest revenue, that we are sitting in a very comfortable position looking that the strategy really worked. And the strategy was about diversification in the mobility space. That was adding the leasing business, but focusing as well the leasing business and corporate SA, Greater Africa, and really driving heavy commercial business. And when we look back, and we knew at those time when we had a shortage of fleet, that our used car margin was deriving great and super profit, and we knew that the period will come to an end as everything that goes up will come down. But we wanted to make sure that by the time we get to that, we are well stable and we're ready to take opportunities that are in the market. And I'm very happy today that really it has yielded the results that we so were looking forward to.
Ramasela, you mentioned the used car segment, and I had a look at the numbers and just the overall performance. I mean, the clear, distinct sort of pillars of the business is that long-term leasing business, is the short-term rental business, but also that used car market. And that seems to be, out of the three, the one that came under the most amount of pressure. And I want to get your thoughts around that particular segment. As you said, you didn't expect that the sun will shine on that segment forever, and you were preparing for the eventuality that markets are cyclical. But now that segment has brought down your operating margin. It seems like a very tight operating margin as well, and we'll get to that in a second. But where's the used car market from your perspective? Is it something that you guys are looking to fully exit? Is it something that you're saying maybe the downturn is something we can sort out and fix? How are you guys seeing that segment?
Look, the downturn is actually the normality of used car. I mean, if you look at the type of margin you get in the new car, used car is still very much profitable. So when we look at the segment, we actually saying this is a segment for growth for us, because we knew that the margins are going to normalize, and we are now in starting 2025 in a very normal base, and we are comfortable with it. So what then means is we need to diversify, you know, different solutions that we even offer in our used car, you know, to improve our second gross profit margin. So we're very much comfortable that used car needs to be a growth. We have implemented a digital dealership, which really is about, you know, you buy a vehicle online based, you know, you get a 3D view of the vehicle. We tell you the history of the vehicle. And the beauty about our vehicle is that it only has one owner, whether it's coming from the leasing business or it's coming from short-term rental. So this is driving e-commerce like it has not been seen, where you can conclude the entire transaction and the vehicle just get to be delivered to you through, and it's a used car, but we actually tell you what are the condition, where it's got scratches and bumps, and where we fixed it. And we also give you, you know, a return back guarantee. So for us is actually this is the market to grow. We just need to be innovative as we continuously become and really driving the heavy margin type of business, which is more on the retail side rather than wholesale.
It certainly is a unique advantage to have going into a market that has got quite a bit of saturation in the used car space, to be able to offer clients or prospective clients such a value-added service around that. Ramasela, I want to move to the operating margin. That's currently sitting at 14% for the business. Is that a comfortable margin? What is the kind of sort of ideal target range of where you hope to see the margin sit? And if it is that percentage, is it something that you guys are looking to grow at this point?
Look, we believe where we are, the 14% margin is one of the most good margin that you can get in our industry. And for us is to protect that margin. And with the product we're offering, both in car sales, leasing and rental, that's the margin we believe we have reached a point where we need to protect that margin. I think any increase that we are looking for is, you know, the mix that may come out of the lease car. You know, the more we see an uptake in the lease car business, in the leasing business, then you can expect a better margin that is coming from it, because that's one business with, you know, very good margins. But at 14%, feeling very comfortable that this is our margin that we can protect and grow our business within those ranges.
What about the debt? Net debt's coming down marginally, still north of the 4 billion rand mark, but coming down from last year. And at the same time, cash and cash equivalents on the book increasing quite significantly as well. So obviously the balance sheet from that perspective looks like the balancing act is going exceptionally well. The business has got a very clear focus around what you want to do there. And obviously ratios like your debt to EBITDA improve as well. How are you striking that balance to say we still want to be able to operate as freely as we have been, but we understand that some things need to take priority, like paying down the debt?
Look, I think the kind of debt that we're very clear that we needed to bring down was on a short-term rental. Other than that being a short-term debt, we always say our growth strategy and a pillar is on the leasing business, which is a long-term. So we continuously aggressively invest in the leasing business. And I think you can expect more debt coming through the leasing business. So I think we have brought our car rental debt to a level that we feel comfortable, but we definitely poised for growth in our long-term leasing business. And as you can imagine, the kind of EBITDA and the kind of equity that we have built over the 2 years since unbundling, we believe that, you know, it puts us in a good position to go and gain more debt. So, I mean, we will be going to the market to issue, you know, our first bond early next year. So debt is Zeda's favorite instrument for growth. And, you know, I think the market should expect to see an aggressive growth on our debt while we're doing it on the long-term leasing instead of the short-term rental.
I remember that was very similar to the conversation you and I had when we caught up in May as well, to say that Zeda was not afraid of debt because you actually knew how to use it for your business and how to use it for growth and expansion. Looking ahead to 2025, understanding that conditions look materially different from the pandemic, but also materially different from how they looked this year as well, how are you seeing the business landscape kind of play out? I mean, interest rates are set to come down. At what pace, you and I have no idea. But at the end of the day, you still have a business to run and a business to meet targets for throughout the year. Are you optimistic around the local conditions, first of all? And are you tempted to look beyond the borders of South Africa for some of your expansionary efforts in that long-term leasing space?
Look, very optimistic. I mean, when I look at the short-term rental business and we look at forward reservation that indicate, you know, the market that will be coming to South Africa for this December holiday is looking very promising, is really looking great. And I think local consumers with this, just even with the 50 basis point that we've seen in this current financial year, it has really boosted, you know, the market. So I expect that, you know, from a retail point of view, we should be seeing a very booming Christmas season. So very excited about the prospect of it. And there's definitely positive sentiment. I mean, we see on the order book, you know, how the market is looking at growing the fleet. So we're looking forward to a very bumper year when it comes to leasing book. So both from private and public sector, we've been doing serious focus on getting back into the public sector, that we have not been in a public sector for a long time. And that is our key focus as to how to get ourselves back into the public sector. And we're very optimistic about that opportunity. Greater Africa, as we are aware, that we have announced today that we'll be divesting away from Ghana. But one of the key areas is that we had one country in Southern Africa that we were not really focusing on. And Zimbabwe is now our focus point. And we're getting fully in Zimbabwe. We used to be in Zimbabwe some time back on short-term rental. But, you know, when we look at the mining business, that is a country for us to really grow into it from a listing. So you should expect some growth. And our growth, you know, is really to a large extent depend on our license with the Avis budget group. And the expansion can be well beyond Africa. And any opportunity that comes from that side, you know, we assess it to see if there's a country that we want to go into, and if it makes sense to us, we'll definitely go into it. So yes, our expansion, you know, when you look at our equity, where it's sitting, and when you look at our debt capital structure, we are ready for even inorganic growth.
Poised for growth and absolutely optimistic about all conditions that will go into the new year. We'll leave the conversation there, Maganda. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Always lovely catching up with you. That was Ramasela Ganda, who is the CEO at Zeda Limited, joining me to reflect on their full year ended September 2024, as well as how the 2025 year could potentially be shaping up for them.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.